If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
What goes through your mind when you hear a lot of the anti-vaccine rhetoric?
At this point, it seems criminal to me.
A vaccine free and impacting the rest of us. It's like drunk drivers.
You got to identify those people and bring them out into the open so you know who they are.
Ich kann sagen, also, sie sind wirklich zu prügeln, sind diese Menschen.
Ja, also.
Und dann passiert
so. We can keep people who are not vaccinated away from those who are, given that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, then the safer we will be.
Gyms, hairdressers, but why not supermarkets? Why not public transport?
But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated.
And we all need to remember that getting vaccinated keeps everyone in BC safe and stops the spread of COVID-19.
With these vaccines, we can extinguish this virus once and for all.
And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living on television.
New York City employees who were fired for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 should get their jobs back and receive back pay. That ruling tonight from a judge on Staten Island.
A pulse check of Australia as we exit the pandemic, and it writes, more than half of respondents either said they regret getting vaccinated or were unvaccinated and happy with their decision. Only 35% said they were vaccinated and would make the same decision again.
Large numbers of people around the world have suffered severe side effects, and some have died.
Your chance of dying of a heart attack from that vaccine, according to their own studies, is 500% greater than if they're unvaccinated. Well, they knew we were going to kill a lot of people, and they did it anyway.
The conspiracy theorists, the Tin Hat Brigade, the so-called anti-vaxxers, who were no such thing but simply wanted personal choice, were right all along.
I'm deeply sorry for anyone who was inappropriately subjected to discrimination as a result of their vaccine status.
Never forgive, never forget, and never again.